Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is the CWA Anthology of Short Stories, Mystery Tour. Published by Arenda Books in 2017, today is an anthology of short stories from the Crime Writers Association. Now, this is a collection of 28 short stories from crime writers around the world and set in various global locations, from Prague to Dubai to Malta and everywhere in between, although most of the writers tended to be British. Now, I'm going to talk about four of my favourite short stories in the book. The first of my favourites is Bombay Brigadoon by Vaseem Khan. Retired Inspector Ashwin Chopra is called in to help with the investigation of a dead, burnt body. The only clue to the man's identity is a tattoo with the words, "Only God Forgives." And it turns out the man is a tourist in Mumbai. Chopra, along with his companion, a baby elephant named Ganesh, follow the clues to the story of a man who was compelled to come to India to right a wrong, but who probably should have let sleeping dogs lie. In Bombay Brigadoon, I really liked the police procedural genre, along with the colourful Indian backdrop. And the inclusion of Ganesh the elephant was a nice twist, but the story is really gritty and it's not as cosy as it might sound. Return to the Lake by Anna Mazzola is the story of Alice returning to a holiday spot with her family and her new fiancé. But the holiday spot has a history and a dark past, and everywhere Alice goes, she's reminded of Clara, her friend who went missing from this place and who was never found again. The story flips backwards and forwards in time and deals with memories and growing up and how there are some events in our life that we may not fully understand until we are older. The Last Supper by Carol Ann Davis is a delicious story of a failing marriage. The unnamed narrator is repulsed by his wife, but financially stuck with her. They were once both models, but now she eats to cover up her grief at being unable to have a child. The unsympathetic and basically mean narrator is inspired by a newspaper article to engage a private investigator to rid him of his wife problem. Now, this story is written in a classic crime style, reminding me of P.D. James or Agatha Christie with its selfish narrator. And I really enjoyed my own little self-satisfied feeling when he got his comeuppance. But my favourite story in the book is Accounting for Murder by Christine Polson. Now, this is a story told entirely in a series of receipts with no other text or dialogue. Now, this was inventive and fascinating, and somehow told a complete story based on the character's purchases. Beware what story your shopping habits tell about you. But then again, the credit card companies already know this. What I really like about short story anthologies is it introduces me to a whole new world of new writers. So if you like travel stories, elephants, murder, blackmail, postcards, and hot dogs, I recommend the CWA Anthology of Short Stories, Mystery Tour. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.